Three words: condemnation, disrespect, disproportionate. At a news conference at St. Joseph Church Hospital, its leaders and clergy condemned the Israeli police for Friday's attack against Shireen Abu Akleh's coffin and the pallbearers, accusing them of disrespecting the hospital grounds, and finally said it was a disproportionate use of force.
The police stormed into a Christian health institute, disrespecting the church, disrespecting the health institute, disrespecting the memory of the deceased, and forcing the pallbearers almost to drop the coffin.
The church authorities released previously unseen security camera footage of Israeli police entering the hospital, which said there was absolutely no reason for this to have happened. Its general director says all concerned parties are now discussing what to do next.
Most probably court case. We are now discussing with church leader, Catholic church leader, and the owners of the hospital, the Sisters of St. Joseph, and the administration of the hospital about the next legal action to be taken.
Initially, the Israeli police said they were acting on the instructions of the family, something Shireen's brother, who is the family's representative, denies.
Absolutely not. The Israeli police called me to the police station to know the exact route we are taking, asked me not to have any Palestinian flags risen during the funeral, no slogans, no chanting during the funeral, and I stress that this is not only my funeral, not for Abu Akleh only, not for the Abu Akleh family only, but it's a national funeral. Everybody will participate. I can't tell you the exact number of people who will participate. I told them that the funeral will leave from St. Joseph Hospital to the Greek Malachite Church in Jaffa Gate and then to the final cemetery in Mount Zion.
The church authorities in the hospital are now weighing up their legal options. The Israeli police say they will investigate the incident that took place here on Friday, and the Israeli army say they are investigating the death of Shireen Abu Akleh. But given previous investigations, no one here or indeed members of the family hold out any hope that that will be an independent investigation. And indeed, Shireen Abu Akleh's family are saying that they would like an independent international investigation. But calls for that so far have not been heeded. Imran Khan, Al Jazeera, Occupied East Jerusalem.
Sorsan Zahar is a human rights lawyer and a board member at B'Tselem. It's a non-profit group with a focus on documenting human rights violations in Palestine. She explains how the Israeli government could be held accountable for storming the hospital.
The fact that we are talking about a hospital that is being operated by St. Joseph, by French operation, in the occupied territory does impose international obligation on the state of Israel. And in any case, even if we're talking only about a regular hospital in Israel, this conduct, this invasion is also illegal because entering in this way to a hospital, violating and attacking patients, attacking innocents that are that were present in the hospital. We all saw the shock of people, of doctors during the filming of and the documentation of this video. All of it is also illegal based on international law, even if it doesn't have diplomatic immunity.
And these are live pictures from Bethlehem in the occupied West Bank. The Church of Nativity is holding a commemoration service for Al Jazeera's Shireen Abu Akleh. An hour later, the event will move outside to Bethlehem Square, and then we believe a few hours after that, a candle vigil will be held also in Bethlehem Square at 1700 GMT. It comes after Shireen's death on Wednesday, the 11th of May.